An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
Peter Greenberg, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. I think I got to buy some windows.
At those prices, you can't afford not to.
There you go.
So you're in Lima, Peru, or is it Lima, Peru? Lima, Peru.
It's Lima. It is Lima. Yeah.
And are you going to do your show from there on Saturday?
Actually, no. I'm down here working on another story, flying back to New York tonight. And then the show Saturday comes from another location that we only reveal usually on Fridays.
You give the coordinates of it, too, which I think is kind of fun. What do you make of this TSA story that at Las Vegas, they're giving it a try starting yesterday, sort of self-checkout if you're TSA pre-check at the airport?
You know, it's not a bad idea. Welcome to the brave new world of biometrics. But, you know, it's no different than going to the grocery store and doing self-checkout. And believe it or not, it's probably even easier because there's actually somebody there to help you. But the bottom line is you go to the turnstile there, they read your eyes, they also read what's in your bags, and if you pass, you go right through. If there's something in your pocket that needs to be removed, they actually identify it on a screen, you remove it, place it in a different tray, and what they're estimating, this is the hope for this test, is that it'll save about 2 to 2.5 minutes per passenger every single day. Well, you see how long those lines can be at TSA, that's a substantial saving of time.
So is this the part of the thing where you've already shown your ID and passport, say, but now you're taking off your belt and it's going into the scanner and you put your hands up? Is it that part of the process we're talking about?
No, it's even more advanced than that. You're not showing your ID to anybody. It's reading your eyes. It's reading your eyes the way Clear does it,
right?
The biometric reading. And as soon as you've got it, boom, you're through. So what it eliminates in the long term, if the test is complete, is that you're not going to have to carry a lot of paper with you. I mean, obviously, you have to carry your ID with you, but you don't necessarily have to show it. Once your eyes are red and you're not carrying anything you're not supposed to be carrying either on your body or your bags, you're through.
Okay, but not to belabor the point, but I just want to know what this experience is like. So I'm at the airport, and there's a special lane for me, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to look into this little camera thing. It's going to see my eyes. It'll recognize me. I have TSA pre-check, so it now knows I'm okay to move forward. And then, rather than take off my shoes and belt and take my laptop out of my bag, I'm not going to have to do that?
None of that above. And they've got the machinery ready, but it hasn't been installed yet. It's actually started already in London at one of the airports there, at London City Airport. We're getting to the threshold where the 311 rule is going to get thrown out, where we can actually bring our liquids on board now because they have these sophisticated sniffers to be able to determine what's in those bottles of your lotions and potions or bottled water. So we're not there yet.
Okay, but then
else right now, they can do that.
But say I've got a knife in my bag.
Right.
Well, who's going to notice that then?
Oh, no. The machine doesn't just read your eyes. It reads what you're wearing, and it reads your carry-on bags as well. So that if there's an item there that needs to be removed or at least inspected, it will identify that on a screen right in front of you, and you're not given permission to go through that turnstile unless that item is removed and inspected.
Okay, so do you think that people are going to make sufficient number of errors at that point that it's going to back the whole thing up? Maybe it'd be better to have the professionals doing this than us doing it.
Well, the presumption is if you're going through TSA PreCheck, you sort of know what you're doing. So, look, every once in a while, even I forget a bottle of water in my carry-on,
and
that's going to happen. But look, that's why they're calling this a test. I salute the TSA for trying it. And if the technology works, I'm all in favor.
I am, too. I don't know really why we have to take our shoes off so much anymore. Why do we even have to do that? I know there was a failed attempt to blow up a plane with a guy that had a bomb in his shoe, but why do we take our shoes off?
Well, we're always fighting the last battle. And the same thing for the 311 rule. We had an instance where people wanted to go into the laboratory on the plane and mix a bomb made out of liquid materials. So that's why, look, the reason why we did this is the shoe bomber on that flight from Paris to Miami, he was basically subdued on the plane before he could ignite it. Now that's why we have to take our shoes off. But remember, we have the sophisticated technology now where you don't have to take your shoes off. That's what TSA PreCheck is all about. So we're making progress. It's slow because it has to be implemented and agents have to be trained, and that's why they're doing the test. But look, this is a long time in coming, and I really hope it works.
Well, so I have two sort of data decision points. Does it make the line go quicker? Thumbs up, then let's do it. And does it compromise safety? And if it does, then it's thumbs down. Let's not do it. You think that we don't lose the safety factor, and you're hopeful that it'll make things go quicker. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to lose the safety factor, only because these new machines are so sophisticated, they give the agents a 3D picture of everything that's in your bag, and the machines are already triggered to identify things that may be questionable. So I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about people not taking care enough to, not carrying everything in their pocket. But if it's TSA PreCheck, I think passengers know what they're doing.
Okay, well, it just started yesterday. It's not 24 hours in then, and you'll be on Saturday. Maybe you'll have more to talk about around that, huh?
As a matter of fact, we will. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay, we'll be listening. Hey, Peter, thanks, and travel safe.
You got it, man.